Well, there's a lot you can learn from children's stories, can't you? You want the tops or the bottoms? Well, Proverbs, I'll switch over to the PowerPoint. Proverbs is a guide for parents to raise children. And it encourages us to teach our children to work and to work hard. But it also encourages us to be aware that there are those around us who will seek to work you over and take what God has given to you. So be neither the bear nor the rabbit, but know that both exist. If I could summarize today's message in one sentence, it would be this: beware of the fool, or he will end up fooling you. Beware of the fool, or he will end up fooling you. Last time we talked about Proverbs, we talked about work and the idea of working smart. Not just hard, but work smart. And Proverbs talks about work in a very positive sense. We're made in the image of God, and it commands us to get up early. It commands us to put in long hours at times when needed, to labor intensely, but it also encourages us to work with wisdom and intelligence, to think before we act. So hence, last time our message was focused just on two simple words: work smart. But the problem is we live in a sinful world. And so neither we want to work nor do we want to think. Our propensity is not to work. It's to cut corners. It's to seek quick fixes. It's to earn easy money. And our propensity is not to be wise and think thoroughly through situations and opportunities, but rather we wing it, or we trust that those around us and their recommendations and simply go with what they recommend rather than doing our own due diligence. And so you are a hard-working community. You work hard and you work smart. However, there are people who don't, and they're going to seek to take advantage of you. Plus, we have a whole other generation in this room who hasn't gone through as much life as you and I have, Mom and Dad, right? And that makes them vulnerable. That makes them unaware. That makes them susceptible to being fooled. And so my primary focus today is not so much to challenge you, but rather to bring to light to you, to help you become more aware, to encourage you to put off naivety that may still exist, and to warn you of scams and tricksters who will rob you of your labors. So I have a couple of verses here, five verses in fact, and I'd like five volunteers, one to read each verse. Okay, so I'm going to take three from this side and two from this side, okay? So let's get our three from over here. What three volunteers? Mike is number one. Ted is number two. I want a young person. So one and two, three. Who's going to be three? Under 20. Three. Under 20. Kina, okay, you're going to read the third verse, okay? They're just simple proverbs. You can do it. I need two more over here. An adult? Okay, Jennifer. Great. Jennifer, you can always get her to him. Okay, great. See if this works. Okay, we're past that. Proverbs will work. Okay, first verse, Mike. Just read from the screen.
In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. Proverbs 14:23.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense.
The plans of the diligent lead truly to poverty, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty.
The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor.
A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
So those are some of the key verses that we want to talk about this morning. And really, you know, if we can summarize, how does God not want us to work? Well, there's five key words or phrases: mere talk, worthless pursuits, hasty decisions, slack hand, and false balances. And there's only five of the verses out of dozens that you could go to in the book of Proverbs. Really, what I want to warn you against this morning is get-rich schemes. You know, that's the goal of those who often don't want to work God's way. They want to get rich quickly. And that's really, when you look at these phrases, mere talk, worthless pursuits, hasty, those kind of people want to bypass the natural means that God has set in place, which requires hard work and lots of time, right? And they want to bypass that and get to it quickly. So get-rich schemes, this comes right out of Wikipedia. Most schemes, speaking about getting rich quick, most schemes create an impression that participants can obtain this high rate of return with little risk and with little skill and little effort and little time. Get-rich schemes often assert that wealth can be obtained by merely working from home. Interesting, I was listening to Dan Celia. Nate got me stuck on this guy. He's a financial guy. He's on American Family Radio. I listen to everything on podcasts these days. I double speed it so I can listen to about an hour program in a half an hour, which drives my wife nutty. But just a couple weeks ago, I was listening to Dan. And I had a caller call in. And this caller had invested in this company. And I think even had purchased this company's merchandise. I don't know exactly the whole story. He didn't even name the company, but he said this company was offering those that had already been either invested in it or doing business with it a 25% on its return in just 90 days. So if you would loan this company X amount of dollars, in just 3 short months, you'd get that money back plus another 25%. So if you loan this company 10 grand, in 3 short months, that 10 grand would turn into $12,500 bucks. Well, Dan Celia gave great advice by simply turning the question and asking the question. He said, why would they do this? Why would a company do that? I mean, any company can walk down to your local bank, and most of the time, if you're a reputable company, you can get a loan for 6, 7, 8, maybe 9%, maybe double digits, low. Why would they offer you 25% when they could walk down to the bank and get it for 8, 9, 10%? You know, you could even go get some credit cards and get a better interest rate than that, right? You know? Basically, he said, beware. Any dollar you spend with that company, you're probably never going to see again. And the whole idea is, get rich quick. This stuff happens all the time. Keep up the next video. You don't think it does happen all the time, but it does. Free money. Everyone loves free money. And this is a video of a guy that offers you a lot of free money. Believe it or not. Let's go ahead and play this one.
Warning. The following is available to your
government. Are you sick?
It's a little... Can I start it over real quick?
Why not?
One. The following is available to your daughter.
Are you serious?
I know it's hard to believe.
Why not?
Wow.
Are you serious?
See for yourself. Remember, you kept the book. You don't have to believe me.
Give me a free book now.
How many of you are going to go home and order that book? He's been helping people for 25 years. Helping. Well, let's talk about him real quick. It turns out that this book falls into two categories. The obvious and the useless. The obvious are things like unemployment insurance and food stamps, which are about as secret as the post office. Okay? Anyone knows those things. But then the useless are a bunch of programs that are so obscure that one in a, 10 million people would qualify. Okay? He actually openly admits that all he did to get this book was go into a government website, copy and paste it, and now, after a few minutes of hard work, he turns around and sells it to you for $40. Now, so you could go on Google and find this stuff, by the way. Now, you obviously think he's an idiot, right? He is an idiot. And yet, he has over 40,000 YouTube subscribers. He makes 5 videos a week, and he wears some really nice suits. Okay? Now, that's an obvious example of a scammer, right? But people fall for that. He sold, I think he said, over 3 million books. Just do the calculation, 3 million times $40. He has made a lot of money off foolish people. Don't be one of them. Right? Don't be one of them. You know, it's interesting that folks like this, they deny the reality that Proverbs talks about of how to make money. If you read through the book of Proverbs, work and labor and income are in there all over the place. Solomon was perhaps the wealthiest man in all of human history. So wealthy, in fact, that at the time that he lived, silver was basically worthless. Okay? That's what the Old Testament describes of how wealthy he made Israel at the time. You got to kind of think of earning wealth and generating wealth as a bicycle. First gear, hard work, right? It's grueling. It moves slowly. It's painful and slow. The outcome is small, and it's quite uncomfortable, right? And you don't want to stay there. Gear number 2, you're starting to pick up speed. It's not necessarily grueling anymore, but it's still relatively slow, and it still works. 3rd gear, you get momentum. Every ounce of energy is now doubled, and you're beginning to see the payoff down the road, right? You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. 4th gear, you're moving right along. Every ounce of energy is now multiplied 10 times. There's no need to go faster. You're just simply keeping the bike at speed and keeping in the right direction. Beware of those people who want to encourage you to skip number 1, 2, and 3. Or they downplay the hard work and the low income that the first few years require. They only focus on gear number 4. They only focus on, the easy income that comes. And you can just sit back and earn an extra $20,000 a month part-time or working from home. Yeah, you're probably asking, Eric, what does this have anything to do with anything? Well, outside of wisdom, think about what this does for the gospel. Because everything we do as believers should be interwoven with the gospel. It should illustrate the gospel. It should perpetuate the gospel. It should propel the gospel, whether it's at work or family life or relationships. They ought to align with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel tells us that we live in a world that will work against us. Thorns and thistles will hinder you. They will flatten your tires, slow you down, and frustrate your efforts. Any job that promises utopia is bogus. No workplace and no job is perfect. Some environments are better than others. Some opportunities are better than others. But no job is free from the curse of sin. Not on this side of eternity. You're going to have clients who complain. You're going to have employees who steal from you. You're going to have vendors who lie to you, products that fail, and bosses who disappoint. There is no fairy tale job because we do not live in a fairy tale world. We live in a fallen and depraved world. Can I get an amen, please?
Amen.
Yeah. And so, young people, it's not a matter of if. It is only a matter of when someone tries to deceive you. Mark my words. It is only a matter of time. It's not if, but when someone tries to rob you of your hard-earned money. And I don't want to see you give it away. What I'm about to say, I'm not trying to say to anyone pointingly or directly. I don't know anyone here who is currently functioning in the scenario that I'm going to address. If you are in a very similar situation of the one I'm going to bring to light, I beg you to see the truth and to consider the facts. But let me again say, I don't know anyone personally here who's engaged in what I'm going to bring up. But there is a particular business scheme that plagues groups of people like us who have high affinity. We have many things in common. We have strong relational ties. And there are business schemes that thrive in churches and civil groups, among the elderly, and in tight ethnic circles. But rather than me saying it, let me bring an expert in that says it much better than I. Get Rich Schemes is from FCA.org. It's actually a financial group over in the UK, hence the UK. Two of the most common get-rich schemes are the Ponzi and the pyramid schemes. Ponzi schemes are named after Charles Ponzi, who guaranteed a 50% return on investors in the U.S. in the 1920s, kind of like that 25% investment that you just heard about. Much of the money he received was used to pay dividends to early investors, and the scheme collapsed when he couldn't attract more money to pay the later investors. Pyramid schemes work much in the same way, although investors are encouraged to recruit more people and are paid commission when they do. These scams are called franchise fraud, multi-level marketing, or chain referral schemes. These schemes seem genuine and profitable to the early investors. Key word right there, early. Which encourages them to attract more people and hence more money. But these type of get-rich schemes collapse when the supply of investors and money dries up. Investors usually find most or all of their money is gone, and that the fraudsters who set up the scheme took much of it for themselves. Get-rich schemes often target community, religious groups, ethnic, elderly, or professional groups. Leaders within a group might be targeted at first, receive a high return on their investment, and promote the scheme to others before it collapses. They're called multi-level marketing. And this is a scheme that plagues churches, homeschool groups, conservative groups, etc. They're also known as relational networking or direct selling. And here's a list of the most popular ones today. The ones in yellow, I have actually had interaction with. You might notice some of these names up here. Advocare, Amway, doTERRA, Discovery Toys, Herbalife, Mary Kay, Pampered Chef, Shackley, Young Living, and less. And this is only a few. There's just only a few. And I've seen this in homeschool groups. I've seen this in conservative circles. These companies thrive in groups like ours where there's strong relationships because it feeds off the relational activity of each of us. It grows like weeds. You know, I've had friends who have actually tried to recruit Kim and I into Herbalife, Discovery Toys, Pampered Chef, Advocare, doTERRA, and send out cards. I'll never forget the Advocare guy. He was my youth pastor in high school. I hadn't talked to him in 20 years. I was actually coming home from my uncle's house with Ethan after a weekend hunt in right before Thanksgiving. It's youth gun season. Ethan and I went up there and we bagged a couple of deer, had them in the back of my car, and we're headed home. Never forget it. It was Sunday night, and he calls me. And he starts talking to me. I'm like, oh, hey, I haven't talked to you in years. And he just starts talking to me and butters me up. And, you know, literally, we're on the phone. I mean, I'm only like an hour and 15 minutes from home. And he literally took almost the whole entire drive home. And here I'm with my son trying to connect with my son. And I'm in this situation. I don't feel like I can get off the phone. Probably shouldn't answer it in the first place. But he spent like 45 minutes buttering me up. And then came the question. His advocate. He wanted me to come to a meeting. Oh, I saw right through it because I've seen it before. I was livid. I was absolutely livid. I said, Chuck, don't ever call me again. You just robbed an hour of my life that I was supposed to be spending with my son. My grandparents had Shackley products all over the place. I don't know if they just if they sold them. I don't know. They didn't tell me about their business deals, but they had Shackley products all over the place growing up. My aunt, I don't know about you, Longaberger Baskets is no longer in existence because it was a sham business. Paying $200-$300 for a basket that cost about $5 to make just because it has a silly label on it. She had them everywhere in her house growing up. My oldest daughter, Kayla, was actually just in a Panera last week, and she overheard a conversation between two guys. And one was trying to sell him on Amway. Oh, yeah, it's still around. Guess, yeah. Yeah, Secretary of Education. What's her name? Her family started Amway. Oh, it's still around. MLAs are around more now today than they've ever been. I've had employees who have been trying to be recruited by MLAs. One was telling me about this incredible business opportunity that he had. And I was fascinated because I love business. I live and breathe business. I read more business books than I read about anything else. I love it. It's my life from, you know, 8 to 5 every day. I'm in the business world. So he was telling me about this opportunity. I was all ears. I'm like, oh, tell me more. It sounded interesting. And then the more he told me, I'm still like, huh. That doesn't quite make sense. And so I finally asked him. I said, what's the name of the business? He said, oh, I can't tell you. Yellow flags have turned into red flags. And I'm no lie. I looked at him in the eyes, and I became stern. And I said, what is the name of the business? Before I tell you what business it was. Men, every man, you are called to guard the sheep that God has put in your life. I don't care if it's your family, your wife, or your kids. Here at church or in a business that you help operate or run or you're employed at. You are called to guard the sheep that God has placed in your life. If they're about ready to walk off the edge of a cliff, what are you going to do? Let them walk off? If they're ready to walk into a pack layer, you're just going to let them walk in there and get eaten alive? No, you stop it. You yell, you scream, you look in their eyes and you say, tell me the name of this business. I didn't quite do it like that. And he said sheepishly, Amway. Oh, Amway! You know what's even more devilish about it? This is the backstory. Some older man in his church came alongside of him because he's in his 20s and wanted to mentor him, created a relationship with him. And what ended up being is this relationship was simply to get this young man in Amway. He even took him to an Amway convention. He had bought stuff. And I sat this young man down by a fire in my backyard, and I had to teach him wisdom. Praise God, this young man got out, and he's now down at Boys Seminary, Southern Seminary, studying to be a pastor. But you know what, guys? If he went down that road and he was considering it, it would have eaten up the best years of his life. The season of life to be learning and exploring, discovering, would have been utterly wasted in a go-nowhere opportunity. In fact, I stand before you as a blessed man because I have a set of in-laws, Kim's parents, who were suckered into Amway nearly 45 years ago. They spent some of the best years of their life giving to Amway. They had very little money, but some of the few dollars they had, they invested. They went to the meetings. They tried to sell the products. They trusted that the Lord would provide, just like their Amway mentor told them they should do. Do you know what finally woke them up? Do you know what finally broke the chains of deceit? That uncovered the layers of lies? It was in a meeting where he inadvertently revealed himself when he said, "Hey, are you worried about your kids? Don't worry about your kids. God wants you to build your business. God will take care of your kids." Oh, this guy isn't for us. He's against us. He's telling us to sacrifice our kids on the altar of this business. And it was like, all the lights came on. You know what? I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years that they invested. It wasn't just 2 or 3 weeks, and it wasn't just 2 or 3 months. It meant nothing. In fact, if I'm right, they owed, right? They owed money that they had invested because they couldn't sell the stuff. Not including all the time that they had invested. Well, don't believe me, because I'm only one guy. Here's some facts. The average income for Amway distributors is a mere $40 a month. Back in 1998, Nu Skin, who's no longer in business, had over 63,000 distributors, and they paid out 60% of all their rebates to only 200 people. 0.3%. Just let that sink in right there. According to a report that studied over 350 of these MLS, 350 folks, so the list I just gave you is just like a drop in the bucket. Published on the Federal Trade Commission's website, 99% of people who join these lose money. 99% lose money. Actually, if you join it, most likely you're not going to be in it a year from now anyway, because over 50% of the recruits drop out of the first year, which means if you drop out after year number one, you're pretty much guaranteed to have lost money. Roland Whitesell, a former business professor who spent 40 years researching and teaching on the pitfalls of MLMs, said you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone making over $1.50 an hour. The primary product is opportunity. The strongest, most powerful motivational force today is false hope. Another video for you. You want to cue this one up, Ephraim? I found this, and I think it's well worth the time to watch.
Starting your own successful business has long been an important part of the American dream. Some legitimate companies rely on aspiring entrepreneurs in order to build their businesses. H&R Block, Burger King, and Midas are a few such good examples. Some of the start your own business offers you'll see are legitimate opportunities, but some are scams designed to take advantage of you. If you get involved with one of these companies, instead of making money, you will likely lose it. One of the most damaging and pernicious scams out there is known as a pyramid scheme. In order to protect yourself from pyramid schemes, you need to learn how to spot them. So, what is a pyramid scheme? Most companies that sell products make money by selling them to consumers. Pyramid schemes typically make money selling overpriced, difficult-to-sell products to their own distributors, who are typically aspiring entrepreneurs hoping to build a business. In order to qualify to become a distributor, you have to buy a minimum amount of product from the company. This can cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Once you purchase enough of the product to qualify as a distributor, you'll soon realize that it is difficult to resell the inventory you purchased and generate any retail profits. At that point, you learn that recruiting others to become a distributor is the only way to have a chance of recouping the money you invested. You will likely be pushed by the distributor who recruited you to convince others to buy in and become distributors. Under pressure to recruit and faced with the risk of losing what you have already invested, pyramid scheme victims often recruit their own friends and family into the scheme to try to make back what they have lost. This constant emphasis on recruiting new distributors is a telltale sign you're dealing with a pyramid scheme. In order to survive, Pyramid schemes need a constant flow of new aspiring entrepreneurs to buy in at the bottom levels. To do this, distributors work hard to convince you to sign up, often using very convincing yet false and misleading arguments. First, they may tell you that you'll make a lot of money. Sometimes they'll use a low-key approach, suggesting you'll make some extra money to pay bills. They will assure you that the company they're working for is a legitimate business with a long reputation in the industry, with hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars in sales. They will make grand claims about the products, that they're the best in the industry, backed by extensive research and awards, and that they have the ability to do amazing things, like help you lose weight quickly or cure illnesses. Often they will show you endorsements from high-profile individuals or professional athletes who are paid to endorse the products. In order to get you to part with your hard-earned money, they will first work to earn your trust. The person recruiting you into a pyramid scheme is likely to be someone you know, a member of your family, a friend, someone from church, work, or a sports league, or another parent at your child's school. The person recruiting you may not even know that they have gotten involved in a pyramid scheme and may be sincere in their attempt to recruit you. Pyramid schemes have been very successful recruiting from the Latino community. Communities of people who are similarly situated, with similar life experience, language, religious affiliations, and shared aspirations, make ideal targets. If you sign up, you will be told that if you work hard, anyone can do it. If you stay with it for a while, you might even begin to receive small royalty payments, which encourage you to believe that success is just around the corner. Oftentimes, new distributors think about these small royalty payments as profits, but forget to consider their much larger investment in unsellable inventory and other expenses, including the enormous amount of time and energy that they've already invested. You will also be encouraged to invest more money in training sessions, marketing and sales aids, and motivational events called extravaganzas. Pyramid schemes will focus your attention on the very few people at the top who are making a lot of money, when in reality, the vast majority of the people in pyramid schemes eventually fail. Failing distributors' money is lost and transferred to those individuals at the top of the pyramid who likely came into the scheme in its earliest years. So, how can you protect yourself? Use this checklist to see if your company fits the pyramid profile. 1. Does it offer you monthly income, often large amounts, simply working from home? 2. Does it require that you invest your own money in the company by buying product or purchase a membership? 3. Does it strongly emphasize recruiting others into the business? 4. Does it have a complex commission structure or marketing plan? 5. Does it lack retail sales outside the distributor network? And 6. Does it sound too good to be true? If so, it probably is. Protect yourself against pyramid schemes by learning to recognize the warning signs. In order to keep your money safe, remain skeptical about money-making schemes that rely on recruiting others to succeed. Help your community by spreading the word. If you want to capture your piece of the American dream, don't get caught in a pyramid scheme.
It's more common now than it has been in the past. There's a lot of, if you're interested in more, I have lots of information I can get to you on this. It's based on some court rulings a number of years ago, just on one sentence. They've allowed. These people do a lot in the government to petition that these things allow to be happen. Betty DeVos, who's the head of education right now, her family helped start Amway. So these people lobby, they put a lot of money in keeping the government involved and making sure that they're allowed to continue to do their things. My encouragement to you is, you work hard, and you ought to work hard, moms and dads, boys and girls. Recognize there are people out there that want to take your money. They don't want to work hard. They want the easy way. Recognize that. Mere talk, worthless pursuits, hasty decisions. You know, as we wrap up here, I want to bring it back to the gospel, because the gospel calls us to spread the good news of Christ. We can't do that effectively when our lives are entangled in worthless pursuits or built upon false hopes. You know, did Jesus take a shortcut to do the work of salvation? No. He didn't skip the labors, the sacrifice, or the agony to pay for our sin. And so this does come back to the gospel, because our work lives and how we invest our time and work, how we invest the dollars that he has given us to steward, is important. We are called to conform our work lives to the work of Jesus that brought life. So don't be fooled by those who are seeking to deceive you into false hope, whether it be related to earning income or enjoying God's salvation. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your word tells us, commands us to work because we are created in the image of God. Thank you that there are thousands, yea, tens of thousands of opportunities to work with our hands, with our minds, with people, by ourselves, in an office, in a field, at home at times. God, the opportunities are limitless. God, I pray that you give wisdom to those of us here, that we would labor wisely. And Lord, we would beware that we live in a sinful, fallen world. Yes, even, God, those in the body of Christ may be deceived by others, and either knowingly or maybe unknowingly seek to distract us and entangle us in worthless pursuits that are based on false hope. God, I pray that you would give particularly our young men and women in the audience and congregation, that you give them wisdom to labor well, that you lead them in opportunities that will shape them and mold them. And God, that's going to be tough work at times. Sweat equity, making mistakes. And Lord, I pray that you would bring our young men and women into opportunities where they can labor well for the glory of God. They can make good incomes, God. They can be generous givers. They can even enjoy many of the blessings and opportunities in this world, whether it be travel or food or other possessions that allow us to recognize that you are a good God. God, help us to work wisely for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.